Taste of Honey by Eileen Googe. Read by Christine Marshall.
Prologue. Our Lady of the Wayside, 1973. Jerry Fitzgerald, poised before the altar in her dark gray habit and white veil, fixed her gaze on the squares of cloth spread over the scuffed floorboards at her feet. They seemed to float almost, like magic carpets. The white one a symbol of the material world she was renouncing, the black one of her journey through the darkness to Christ. Within minutes, she would be a professed nun, the years of rigorous tutelage and constant questioning behind her. Yet as she stood there alongside her fellow novices, she all at once felt deeply afraid. Her heart began to pound, and each breath brought the sodden weight of the August heat that lay over the chapel like a freshly boiled jar. Mother Jerome steadfastly refused to install air conditioning, pressing down on her lungs. She brought a trembling hand to her veil, which she would soon trade for the black one of the professed nun, her mind spinning back to her very first interview with Mother Jerome. "This will be a test, my dear," the kindly old Mother Superior had warned. "Not of your strength or courage. You have more than enough of those to spare." Here she'd smiled. "But of the quality of your faith, which is the most difficult test of all." She'd been just shy of her 18th birthday. The next 9 months as a postulant had been filled with constant reminders. To walk without bouncing on the balls of her feet. To hold her hands clasped to prevent them, in Sister Eunice's words, from flapping about like two birds.